Amen. You go to the center of your Bible, you'll find the book of Psalms, and then go to the right, you'll find the book of Proverbs, right after the book of Psalms, Proverbs chapter number 22. I'm just curious, how many people read Proverbs on a regular basis? Quite a few. You know, if you'll read one chapter of Proverbs every day, you'll read it through every month. Amen. You say, why read it over and over again? You'll get something new out of it every time you do. Amen. And if there's anything lacking in our society, it's wisdom. The Bible said wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. In the day we're living in, I'd say wisdom is something highly, highly needed in our society. Amen? Trying to make decisions in this world and how to raise our children, how to manage our finances and our families. I'm telling you, boy, it's a difficult time we're living in. Amen? Just try to figure out your taxes. That's enough right there, amen? It's bad when the tax code's thicker than the book we ought to live by, amen? But anyway, we need God's wisdom if we're going to live. And Proverbs will give you wisdom. But there's something that's been a very simple thought this morning, and I'll try not to keep you very long, but something's been gnawing at my mind all week long. And every time I turned around, God would confirm it over and over and over. We were in the funeral service for Brother David Hallford's grandmother on Thursday. And his grandmother was born, I believe I have the thing in my pocket, but I believe she was born, excuse my throat this morning. She was born in 1929. Brother Freddie and I were sitting there in the pew, and I made the comment, or he did, I think I did. I said, could you imagine growing up in those days? Could you imagine? Just think about it. Brother Atkins grew up in the 1800s, I think. But way back, he started the Civil War, amen? So what year was you born, Brother Atkins? 1935. Can you see much difference now than there was then? In the way people think and the way people act and the way people conduct their lives. There's a big difference, isn't there? We live in the age of technology. Amen. I walk around, and I don't want to make anybody mad this morning, but it fires me up when I see an 8, 9, 10-year-old kid walking around with a cell phone. That just don't make sense to me. Amen. I had to ask permission at 8 years old to use the phone with the dial on it. Amen. These kids walking around with a cell phone. I got grandchildren that if my phone were not password protected, there ain't no telling what they'd buy. Amen. My grandson will pick out a game on his grandmother's phone that he wants to buy. He's 5 years old. He knows how to go on there and pick out a game, and he gets to the part where you got to enter your password. He'll bring it to her and say, put your password in, Nina, I want to buy this game. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? I mean, I've got an iPhone, and I don't know why they would call it an earphone. You don't put it to your eye, but I got an iPhone, and I don't know how to do half the stuff on there, but my grandson, who is 5 years old, does. Yeah. We're living in the age of technology, and I thought about all we have that they didn't have back then. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm all for these modern conveniences. How about you?
Amen.
I like air conditioning.
Yes, sir.
I like central heat. Amen. My wife said it's cold. I remember toting firewood. I remember when I was little toting coal. We heated our house with coal, and we had buckets. They called them a scuttle, a coal scuttle. I remember toting in scuttles of coal for the fireplace. My wife, we got a fireplace in our bedroom. I bought her that for Christmas, and she says, honey, it's cold. Would you build a fire? And I went to Home Depot, and I got a fireplace, and it's got logs in it, but they ain't real. And that fireplace come with a remote control.
Amen.
Baby, you want a fire? It's finna get romantic up in here, amen. Amen. Now that's a fire. I like that, amen. No kindling, no chainsaw, just poof, there it is, amen. I'm not against that. But again, begin to think about this week, what we've traded. We didn't just gain in technology. We didn't just gain in convenience, but we have traded off some things for what we have now. We do have five-year-olds who can operate a computer.
Come on, preacher.
And an iPad.
Yes, sir.
But they do not know simple terms like yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Some of y'all going to get more uncomfortable before you get comfortable, I promise. I'm just going to be on a tangent this morning. There's some stuff that bothers me.
Yes, sir.
We're more concerned about teaching our children technology than we are manners.
Amen.
Amen. There was a day in America, now y'all just buckle, cinch your belt up one more notch. There was a day in America when lost people lived better and cleaner than saved people do in America today. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
There was a time when the average drunk had more respect for the house of God than the average church member does today.
Amen.
Something's wrong.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs chapter 22, look with me at verse number 28. I'm going to try to show you what's happening in our country and in our world. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 28, the Bible said, remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. Let me find my glasses. I can't see a cotton picking thing. Proverbs 22 and 28. Remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. How many of you own property in this room? Raise up your hand. If you know anything about the land you own, there are some landmarks on your land. If you go out of my driveway and go to the left, you'll go about 1,300 feet, and there's a creek that comes under the road. And right in the middle of that creek, if you look at the plot of my land, it'll show you the line all the way up to the creek. And in the middle of that creek, there is a truck axle drove up in the ground. That's my landmark. If you follow that landmark another 1,400 foot in that direction, you will find it's called a jack stand. Used two cars came with a jack that was about that tall, and you jacked it up by the bumper. It wasn't all this little scissor junk and these little fake tires about that big around. You had a real spare, and you had a real jack. Amen. In the ground on one corner of my property is a jack stand drove up in the ground that marks the borders of what belongs to me. And in every corner has something drove up in the ground. In the ancient times, they had similar landmarks. They probably weren't truck axles, I guess chariot axles. I don't know what they drove up in the ground, but they had landmarks, maybe a bronze rod or a copper rod. They had something that they would drive in the ground. Now the Bible said, remove not the ancient landmark. In other words, as we gain ground, and America did, America gained ground when she left England in search of a place where she could serve God without opposition.
Amen.
Are you all right?
Amen.
We gained ground. We gained the United States of America little by little, state by state. I remember reading about the Louisiana Purchase. Amen. And now that belongs to us, and Alaska and Hawaii and so on. And America has gained some ground. But I'm afraid that slowly over the years, somebody is removing the landmarks, and we are losing ground little by little by little by little. They said that in the ancient times, what the enemy would do, they wouldn't come in and try to overtake your land all at once. The enemy's sneaky. If he comes in and tries to take everything at once, why, you're going to notice that right off the bat. But history said what they would do was they would wait to the cover of night. On a night when the moon, when there was no moon and the clouds had hid the stars, and they'd go out in the middle of the night and they'd pull up the landmark. And they would move it ever so slightly. The enemy's patient. And they said that over the years and through the months that they had moved that landmark little by little by little, and they moved it so gradually that the landowner didn't even realize that he was losing ground. That's where we are in fundamentalism. That's where we are in our Baptist churches. People have moved the landmarks little by little by little. I get ahead of myself, but I'm tired of going to places to preach. And some gray-haired little old lady or some no-haired little old man stops me at the door and makes a statement like this. Son, I hadn't heard preaching like that in 50 years. Tired of hearing that. Something's wrong. The enemy has came in and begun to move our landmarks little by little by little, and we wist not where it went. We've got the old timers who sit around and talk about the good old days and how things were, but we're so caught up in our iPads and our iPhones and our iPhones, our modern technology, and your Facebook and your email and all this stuff that you forgot about the things that matters most.
Amen, preacher.
I'm glad my grandson can work a computer, but I'd rather know he knew how to treat his fellow man. I'd rather know he knew how to work.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'd rather know he knew something about this Bible.
Amen, preacher.
I was preaching in a church a while back. Brother William was there with me, and I won't even say what state I was in because y'all figure out where we were. But Brother William was there with me. There was a full-time evangelist. Evangelist, travels the country, preaching in churches all over. And his cohort, I don't know if he's supposed to be a preacher or what he was, but I kept noticing during the service, Brother William, their faces were glowing. I couldn't figure out what it was. Finally, I was down off the platform, was preaching. I noticed that the evangelist or the preacher with him, neither one of them had a Bible.
Right. Yeah.
Neither one of them had a Bible. You know what they had? Had them an iPad.
Yeah.
You don't die on me now.
Yeah.
You say, what's wrong having the Bible on your iPad? Nothing. But I don't think anything will take place this old book right here. Amen. By the way, I told you I'm just gonna rant a little bit this morning. I'm bothered by it. I want us to preserve the landmarks. Hey, thank God for an iPad. I ain't got one. I got one of them Samsung things. I don't know what you call it. It's a tablet. Amen. I got one of them, and I like it. I'm a Craigslist guru. Oh yeah, I shop for horse trailers on Craigslist every night. Every night. Look at the same stupid trailers over and over and over and over. Amen. I look for Australian Shepherds on Craigslist. I like it. I don't use it for nothing else, but I enjoy that. There's nothing wrong with the technology. But what I'm trying to say is that we not embrace the technology so much that we leave the things behind that got us to where we are. I believe the very first step and the devil moving our landmarks was in the landmark of our scripture.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Boy, you get on people's fighting side when you go right here.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
By the way, let me just mention, in case you was wondering, we King James Bible,
amen, preacher.
1611 authorized version.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're narrow-minded. I know, I know, I know.
Yes,
y'all all right?
Yeah,
so was the Lord. He said, narrow is the way that leadeth unto the light, unto life. Amen. Broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. Hey, listen, we're just simple-minded enough to know if we're sitting in this church with 15 different books, nobody's on the same page. Are y'all all right? The very first thing the devil did in human society, the very first act, the very first time we find him in Scripture, do you know what he's doing? He is casting doubt on the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Eve was wandering through the garden. There was that tree with the forbidden fruit. And Adam said, hey, won't you have some lunch?
Yeah, come on.
She said, well, God said, well, God didn't really mean
that's
that.
Right.
How many times have I heard, well, the Bible don't really
yes,
mean that. The Bible doesn't really mean that you shouldn't commit adultery. Yeah, it does.
Yes, sir.
The Bible doesn't really mean that you shouldn't be a drunk. Yeah, it does.
Amen.
The Bible doesn't really mean that men shouldn't lay with men and women shouldn't
yes,
lay with women. Yeah, it does.
Amen.
We okay? The very first thing he did was cast doubt on the Word
Amen.
Of God. If God can't preserve his word, friend, he can't preserve you.
That's right, preacher.
If his word's in question, your salvation's in
Amen,
question.
Preacher.
Are we okay? He cast doubt on the word of God. I've been in churches. I preach a lot of camp meetings. Camp meetings is old-timey, supposed to be old-timey. But they'll have two preachers per service. And normally, I don't know why, but they'll have some cat preach before me. And I cannot stand it when they get in the pulpit before I preach and try to tell me a better word in my King James Bible would be this or a better word would be that. I say, friend, if there was a better word for what God meant to say, that's what he would have said. Amen. Well, preacher, you got to understand Hebrew and Greek. You don't.
That's right.
I have hard enough time with English. How about you? So God was good enough to give me his word in my language.
Yes, sir.
I'm not out for a popularity vote.
Amen.
But I've been around here 20 years. I figure I'd say what I want to say. Amen. And I believe it's what God would have me say.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If I'm going to defend anything, I'm going to defend the word of God.
Amen.
He started out with casting doubt.
Yeah.
Then came the age of the printer. And along came the copyright.
Amen.
He started with casting doubt, then he continued with a copyright.
Come on.
Okay, God has given us this great book. Now here's modern science and modern man, the way he thinks. How can we make money off of it?
Yeah, come on, preacher. Yeah. Right on.
How can we make money off of it? We can't copyright the old King James because it's not copyright. By the way, it's still the only version in the English language that has no copyright.
Amen.
You say, well, I've got a King James study Bible. It's not the King James text that's copyrighted. It's the study notes in the Bible that's copyrighted.
Yes, sir.
We can't make any money on it unless, hey, did you know you can steal somebody's song?
Yes, sir.
Did you know that? You can steal somebody's song and make it yours by changing it just a little bit. And then you can copyright the change that you've made. Well, it's still the same tune. I know.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
Still the same thought. I know. But the author changed.
Yes, sir.
And the intent changed.
Amen.
And the words changed just enough.
Yes, sir.
Amen, brother.
Boy, some people ain't liking this.
Yeah.
It's okay. Hey, hey, if you want to tote a lesser Bible, help yourself.
Amen.
If you want something that waters down the blood of Jesus Christ,
yes, sir.
If you want something that puts a lesser emphasis on blood-bought salvation,
amen.
You go ahead. I'm not fussing at you. I'm just defending my book this morning.
Amen.
The devil has came in and moved the landmark.
Yes, he has.
Stacy Bullock's fixing to take part in his niece's funeral this afternoon. When Stacy first got right with God right after Brother Jay died, he was working in Tennessee and he found himself in a bookstore. I was preaching somewhere in another state and he called me. He said, Brother Eddie, I'm in the Bible bookstore, a Christian bookstore, and I want to buy me a Bible. He said, which one do I get? And he was as honest as the day is long. He said, I don't understand all this KJV. Well, he didn't even say KJV. He couldn't find one. He said, I see a NIV, a RSV, a ESV, and he started going through all. He said, what's all that mean?
Yeah.
I said, nothing, son. Stay away from it.
Yeah.
And there was, I could hear the little girl in the background trying to help him. I said, Stacy, turn around and ask that girl, has she got any King James Bible? He said, ma'am, you got any King James Bible? She said, well, if you just got in church, you won't understand that. You need, I said, Stacy, get out of there now. Run.
Amen.
I wish my church would at least smile.
Amen.
If for nothing else, you ought to thank God you got a preacher to stand for something.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You ain't going to hear me get up here and say, well, the King James says this.
Yeah, come on.
Now, if I say the Bible says, you better know where I'm coming
that's
from.
Right.
I shouldn't have to clarify what
that's
book
right.
I'm coming out of.
Amen.
God preserved his word. He said, well, there's just better. Hey, it's good enough for grandma.
Amen.
Back when them people lived holy and godly, guess what book they had?
Come on, preacher.
Now we got more adultery in the pulpit than we do the bar room.
Yes, sir.
What happened? No book.
That's right.
Well, y'all want me to move on?
No,
we love this old Bible.
Amen.
Oh, we can get real scientific on you, and we can talk about, don't think I'm just so backwoods, I'm ignorant. I can talk about manuscript evidence.
Yes, sir.
I can use words that you can't pronounce.
Yes, sir.
I can do it. You don't want to have this debate with me, friend. I've debated people with that many initials behind their name.
Yeah.
And had them go.
Amen.
Amen. He snuck in and moved the landmark of our scripture. I like to have enough confidence to get up here and look my church in the eye and say the Bible says and have confidence in what I'm saying.
Amen.
Not a better word should be, could be, or would be, but no, that's what it is.
That's right.
Amen. He's moved the landmarks of our scripture. He snuck in and moved the landmarks of our salvation.
Yeah, come on.
There's more Americans believing today that it's works.
Yeah, come on.
It's works. It works. The Bible said, not by works which I have done.
Yes, sir.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Yes, sir.
Salvation is not of works. I'm not going to heaven because I did. I'm going to heaven because he did. You're not going to heaven because of anything you've done. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
We okay? Amen. Back up and read the sign. This is a Baptist church.
Yeah.
Amen. It don't say Mormon Tabernacle.
Right.
Y'all listen, it don't say Latter-day Saints. It don't say Kingdom Hall. We're not working our way in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm not going to heaven because of what I've done. I'm going to heaven because of what he did. Amen. He's moved the landmarks of salvation. There are so many ways now that are in.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, this is the way, this is the way, this is the way. That's confusion.
Amen.
And God said he's not the author of confusion. Let me tell you how confusing it is in America today.
Yeah, come on.
America's pastor don't know the answer.
That's right.
The pastor of the largest church in America does not know the answer.
That's right.
Amen.
Larry King asked him point blank.
Yeah, come on.
Mr. Olstein, is Jesus the only way to heaven? Well, Larry, I just don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not bashing him. I'm just telling you the truth.
Amen.
If the largest pastor of the largest church in America don't know, who does?
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Maybe he's a little preacher. Hey, he ain't got a whole lot of sense, but he's got a Bible. He's at 605 Main Street in Villa Rica. Hey, I know, I know, I know, I know.
Amen.
It's not of works, lest any man should boast. They said, what about them guys who flew the planes into the Twin Towers? They did that in the name of their religion. Aren't they going to heaven? Well, I just don't know. I know.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Ask me.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Not of works. By the way, it's not of works. It's not of water.
That's right.
It's not of water. So many people have come in with so many ways. Oh, you got to get baptized in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name only. That ain't what Jesus said.
That's right.
Y'all all right?
Great.
By water, they mean baptism and church membership.
Yeah, come on.
Listen, you're not going to heaven because you're a member of this church.
Amen.
Or any other church.
Amen. Right.
I'm joining the Moose Lodge.
Yes, sir.
Be a member of that. Get some little horns wear on my head. I'm joining the Masonic Lodge. Get me a beanie and a bucket and stand at the four-way and take up money for the children's hospital. I can have my name on every kind of rope. I can be a member of my hunting club. I'm a member of the NRA. Hallelujah, and you ought to be too. You say, oh, a pastor shouldn't have a gun. Well, I agree, he should have many.
Amen.
And bullets to go with them.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, I wish I wasn't on the radio. Our scripture, our salvation. Listen, it's not of works. It's not of water. It's still by the wonderful blood of the Lord
yes,
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Did you know just about every modern hymnal takes out the songs that mentions the blood of Jesus Christ? What's the matter with "Are You Washed in the Blood"?
Yeah.
What do they sing?
Yeah, come on.
What do they sing? Are you washed in the baptistry?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Are you washed in the membership?
Yeah, come on.
What do they sing? What do they sing about?
Yeah,
thank God for the blood.
Yes,
I got in by the blood.
Amen.
And it was the preaching of the blood.
Yes.
And it was the singing of the blood.
Amen.
Hey, the Bible said without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Thank God for the blood of
Amen.
Jesus Christ that cleanseth
yes,
us.
Sir.
The Bible said from all sin.
That's right.
Amen. It's not works, not water. Listen, we fill that baptistry up. If we fill it up this morning to baptize tonight, by the time we get here tonight, y'all probably, this irks some of you, there'll be spiders up in there in that water. Bugs.
Yes, sir.
You know what they're attracted to? The bacteria and the junk in that water. Ain't nothing pure about that water.
That's right. Great.
Amen.
You know what they're going to do? We're going to drain it. It's going right out there in that storm system.
Great.
It's going somewhere and going to be treated and pumped right through them pipes
Great.
Again.
Yep.
That kind of gross, ain't it?
Amen.
Something wrong. We filled up our swimming pool one year. And somebody said, I mean, it's clear as a bell. You can read the newspaper on the bottom. Somebody said, you got to carry that water and you got to go to the pool place, let them tell you what you got to put in it. I went up there and I said, man, our pool's clear as a bell. I just filled it up. Can't we swim in it? And the lady said, oh, you can't swim in that water.
Come on, preacher.
I thought, dear God, I took a shower in it this morning.
Yeah, come on.
I took a shower in it, washed my hair, brushed my teeth, but I can't
Amen.
Swim in it. No, that water will kill you. Well, what we baptizing you in won't save you, amen.
Right. Amen.
It might melt you, amen. Anyway, it's not in the water. It's not in the water. It's not in works. It's still in the wonderful blood. Let's keep these landmarks where
amen.
They go. I'm glad I had some men this morning. I'm glad I had Brother Bo Friedman, Brother Alan Parker, that little old boy wondering about his salvation. Came to RU Friday night. He's Brother Bo's neighbor. Been in some trouble, heard the preaching in RU, got troubled about his soul,
yeah.
cornered him up this morning and said, I got to talk to somebody.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad I had somebody who had the right Bible, who could show that little old lost boy looking
yes,
for the way, who could show him the way to God this morning.
Amen.
Well, you've got to sign a card and you've got to make a decision. You've got to go before a committee, hogwash.
Amen, preacher.
A gag a maggot on a gut wagon.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
I'm sorry. No, I ain't. He's moved the landmark of our scripture.
Right.
He slipped in and he's moved the landmark of our salvation. Watch this. Boy, y'all grit your teeth real hard. He slipped in and he's moved the landmark of our standards.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Our standards. Morally, our country is a wreck.
Amen.
Half the stuff I say, I could be charged with a crime
Amen,
for.
Preacher.
I'm going to say this real quiet. Can y'all hear me? Maybe they're static on the radio. Y'all can't hear me on the radio. In Douglasville, that made it louder. They got a preacher in Douglasville, 11 miles up the road. They got a preacher who is...
Yeah, come on, preacher. Preach it straight.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
About a rock's throw and a half from here, they got a...
Amen, preacher. Yes, sir.
Somebody on the radio said, what's he saying? Oh, you got to come. And people sit and go, oh, ain't he precious?
Yeah,
yeah, he is.
Amen.
Under his suit, he's probably wearing a tutu.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Man, our standards are gone.
Amen.
Y'all listen to me.
Yes, sir.
My little grandmama would roll over in her grave.
Yes, sir.
Our kids don't even know how to talk.
You're right.
If my Granny Fuller told me to go get some firewood and I said, that sucks.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
She'd have jacked me up from the floor up.
Yes, sir, preacher. Amen.
Pee-ow would have been the next sound I heard.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Our kids don't even know how to talk anymore.
You're right.
Kids walk in this church, and I love them with all my heart. What's up?
Yeah, come on.
People
right.
have more respect for a doctor today than they do the man of God.
You're right, preacher.
I'm as bad about slang as anybody. But brother, we have lost a decade of people
Amen.
Who have respect for their elders.
Right.
I watch your children run over old people to get the food before they do.
You're right. Come on, preacher.
Your kids.
Yes, sir.
Get out of the way, granny.
Yeah.
We're going to equip every granny in this place with a cane.
Yes, sir.
Give them permission to whop you upside the head. Happened if nobody better not strike them, that child. If you'd strike them, nobody else have to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me teach you a good word. Y'all listening? Him. That meant something when I was growing up. You said, ain't in the dictionary. No, but it's implanted deep in my heart. Hence, a Greek word. Stop right where you are, boy. Because we go from hen to pain.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
Our standards have moved so far. Character. Old timers had character.
Yes, they did.
Amen.
You ever remember the old saying, a man's handshake is as good as his word?
Yeah.
Well, you can't get a hand sandwich on a handshake
That's
no
right.
more.
That's right, preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all listen? Hard to find anybody to treat people with kindness anymore.
Yes, right.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Brother Jason Crow's daddy just passed away and died with cancer. No money, no insurance. Brother Jason's got to pay the whole bill out of his pocket. Started calling funeral homes. Can you take my daddy without any money? Nope. Got to have at least half, three quarters up front. Truth be known, what they got to have is enough to cover the whole bill. Everything else is profit.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Got quiet on me again.
Yeah. Telling it right. Great.
I said, call Alvis Miller in Rockmar. He mentioned my name and Brother Charles. You know what the man said? Tell us where your daddy is. We'll go get him.
Yeah.
We'll worry about the money when the time comes.
Yeah.
And I know, the majority of the time, you get stuck with it.
You're right.
But I'm glad there's still some people
Yes, sir. Who
knows honesty and integrity when they see it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. There was a time when people wanted to help their fellow man.
You're right.
That's right.
When I'm not beating our funeral directors over the head, I know they got to make a living. But brother, what happened to our society?
Right, preacher.
Why people don't trust each other anymore? You may tell you why? They can't.
You're right.
We're raising a nation of crooks. Get what you can
Amen,
for nothing.
Preacher. You're right.
Amen.
We've got people who actually believe it's cheaper to stay home and have babies than to have a job.
Amen, preacher.
I know this ain't popular.
Amen.
But our morals and our standards are gone.
Amen.
I like mamas who are more interested in their babies than they are career.
Yeah.
Amen.
Y'all listening?
Great.
Our morals are gone.
You're right.
But listen, we're at the place, people, you, my age, this group I grew up with, we still know something about it. And if we don't guard these landmarks, our babies ain't going to have a clue. This little old grandbaby that this grandmother's rocking right here, just a couple months old? Is that right? couple months old. I mean, just a baby. Where are we going to be by the time he graduates high school?
You're right, preacher.
That's about 18 years from now. Back up the last 18, Mark, where it was when we were in school. It has changed dramatically. Hey, when we were in high school, girls didn't kiss in the hall.
You're right, preacher.
Oh, they kissed me.
Yeah.
But they didn't kiss each other.
Amen.
And boys sure didn't fool around in the locker room.
Preacher.
You wouldn't have made it home alive.
Yes, sir. You're right.
If we even thought you was a little bit,
Amen, preacher.
Oh. God have mercy. I'll get complaints on this. I know. I don't care.
Amen, preacher.
I don't care. Character is gone.
Yes, sir.
Character is gone. Conduct is gone.
You're right.
When you defend your child, I'm done preaching. I'm just fussing. When you defend your child for smart mouthing a teacher, something's wrong with you.
Amen, preacher.
When you defend your children for being disrespectful at school,
Amen.
David Harden's in heaven now. He died and went to heaven. He was my principal in high school. Mark, you was a good boy. Mark probably never got a paddling. I got him weekly.
Amen.
Mr. Harden was so lazy, he never got out of his chair. He didn't. He'd open his desk drawer. He had a paddle made out of plexiglass. I wanted to buy that man a 2x4.
Yeah.
That thing stung worse than a wasp.
Amen.
Had holes drilled in. He'd slide his desk back and make you come around on his desk. He wouldn't even get out of his chair and say, bend over and hold my desk. He'd say this, I'm going to give you 3 licks. I made a deal with him every time. I'm glad my mama's on a cruise. Every time he paddled me, I said, wait a minute. Make it 6 and don't call mama. Well, I'm calling you, Mama. How about 8?
Yeah. Amen. You're right.
How about you whoop me to the bell ring?
Yes, sir.
Just don't call
Amen,
Mama.
Preacher.
Can I get a witness?
Yes, sir.
First word out of a kid's mouth. Now, call my mama. Call my mama.
Come on.
Call my mama.
You're right.
My mama come up here and whoop. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
call my
sir.
Mama. Dear God, don't call my mama.
Yeah.
Because she ain't got no paddle made out of plexiglass.
That's right.
She got a switch.
Yes, sir. You're right.
And she makes me pull down my Levi's.
Yes, sir. Amen.
She gets hide.
Amen.
Your mother was horrible. Look where I am.
Amen.
Never seen the inside of a jail except to preach.
Amen, preacher.
Our conduct. Teach your children to be respectful.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Just because they said, don't make it so.
That's right.
Well, my children don't lie. What planet are you from, man?
Amen. Come on, preacher.
I guarantee you they'll lie.
Amen.
That little rascal's 2 months old, lie like a dog.
Amen, preacher. Yes, sir.
He'll cry so hard make you think he's dying. He ain't dying. He just wants somebody to pick him up.
That's right. Amen. That's true.
Our conduct. I'm just telling you, the devil has slipped. Are y'all okay with this kind of preaching?
Amen.
It's the way everybody used to preach a long time ago.
Amen.
Amen. Our character. Our conduct, our convictions. The devil has slipped in and moved to landmarks. Stuff ought to bother us. I've been flipped more birds.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, come on, sir.
I don't have to explain.
Yeah.
I've been flipped more birds by people with that stupid fish on the back of their car.
Yeah. Great. Yes, sir.
One fella sitting at a red light one day, and the guy behind him kept blowing the horn. He said, man, if that guy blows a horn at me one more time, I'm going to get out and I'm going to cuss him out. Sure enough, bop, bop. Old boy jumped out of the car, went back there and cussed that guy, called him every name in the book. And he said, what's your blankety blank blank problem? He said, I'm sorry, but your bumper sticker said, honk if you love Jesus.
Amen, preacher. Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's about where we live, man.
You're right.
Nothing bothers us no more. Amen.
Good.
It's time for me to be done, but I ain't. The devil slipped in and moved the landmark of our scriptures. He's moved the landmark of our salvation. He's moved the landmark of our standards. And he's moved the landmark in our sanctuary.
Amen.
Why does church have to entertain you?
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
Come on, bro.
Amen. That's not what it was designed for.
You're right.
When God did his greatest works in America, it weren't trained voices in a choir.
Amen.
It weren't dramas acted out on a stage.
Amen, preacher.
I'm talking about the Great Awakening.
Yes, sir.
The Word of God was enough.
Amen.
That's right.
Farmers came out of the fields. Workers came out of the factories with grease on their fingernails. And they got together in the Spirit of God. And they lifted up their voice and they sang hymns and they praised God. And the preacher had a Bible and he ran back and he preached the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You'd be amazing what people will trade off. They'll trade off Bible preaching.
You're right.
Amen.
You know what we want? We want Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
They interview them as they come out of movies, as they debut the new movie, and then people will come out and they go, oh, it was wonderful. It had everything. It made me laugh. It made me cry. That's what church is supposed to do.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
The difference in us and Hollywood, this is real.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember when Old Yeller died.
Yeah.
If you didn't cry, you ain't got a soul, man.
Amen.
I was just a kid. I didn't have enough sense to know they gave him a sleeping pill. Old Yeller just took a nap.
Yeah.
I didn't read the credits. No animals were harmed in this.
Yeah.
Y'all remember old Dan, little Ann?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
I'm talking to my crew now.
Yeah.
Little Ann died, and old Dan laid across her grave, old coon dogs, and just mourned himself to death.
Yeah. You're right.
That wasn't real.
You're right, preacher.
That wasn't real.
Come on,
they killed John Wayne in the shootist.
Yes, sir.
That wasn't real.
You're right.
It's real, man.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Austin came in my office this morning and said, Brother Eddie, the Lord just saved me.
Amen.
That's real.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Take your trained, round mouth singing. Ooh, take it.
Yes, sir.
Stick
on,
it
preacher.
In your ear. I'll take Austin
Amen.
Getting born again any
yes,
day of the week.
Amen.
Amen. We want to do the best we can with what we have.
That's right.
We're not here to entertain.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Mm. He's moved. I got to quit. Sister Janice, would you come play his piano and help me shut up? You say, I want something deeper. You don't get this.
Yeah, come on.
He slipped in and he's moved the landmark in our songs. I remember me and Sister Angie sitting fifth row at the Bob Seger concert. I'm talking about fifth row. Stacy, I was as close to Bob Seger as I am to you. Oh, yeah. I had me a big lighter friend. Got the T-shirt. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Them T-shirts, sleeve down the elbow. Got the T-shirt. Oh, yeah. I remember sitting fourth row, watching Bad Company.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You listen to me? That's entertainment. It stirred something inside us.
Yeah, right.
You know what we want now? We want that same spirit in the church.
Yeah.
Oh, let's get away. Let's get us a praise and a worship team.
Yeah, come on.
Run around and wave little flags.
Yes, sir. Come on.
No. No. No, no, no. This will work.
Amen.
Amen.
This will work. I don't want to get to the place where the words don't move them anymore. So let's rely on the drums to do so. No. No. We're going to stay with the songs of Zion.
Amen.
And if they don't help you, something's wrong with you. He's moved the landmark in our singing. He's moved the landmark in our preaching. It's a sad day when a preacher can't preach anymore.
Amen.
Doctors can tell the truth, but God forbid we do.
Amen.
You expect it. You pay for your doctor. What if you paid me what you pay him?
Yeah,
well, I just stand at the door, $150, please.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me nothing good. Neither did your doctor. You paid him. You got a tumor, you're going to die. That'll be $50,000.
Amen.
You want the doctor to tell you truth? Oh, but not the preacher. How dare you say what you said? How dare I not?
Yes, sir.
I get to where I don't preach you the truth. That means I don't love you and I don't care for you.
Right.
I'm just interested in what I can get out of you.
You're right.
Listen, I'm still old school. I'm more interested in what I can get in you.
Amen.
They'd move the landmark of our sanctuary, our songs, our sermons, and I'm going to quit. Sister Janice, go ahead and start playing. They've moved the landmark of our shouting.
Yeah.
There was an older couple, trio, sang in the funeral where we were the other day. Older, I mean by in their 60s, maybe 70s. Me and Brother Freddie had to meet them, and I'm going to have them here one of these days. We had to meet him when we got through, and I told the lady, I said, ma'am, it was all I could do, start shouting. She said, oh, Lord, you'd have got me started. If you know what real worship is, if you know what real worship is and you miss it, why would you go where it ain't welcome? And I'm not being critical, I'm just being for real. I'm not going to apologize for Brother Tommy. I know they said they probably 30 people would be here this morning if he hadn't scared them to death.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Amen.
I'm not going to apologize for shouting and worshiping.
Amen.
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to welcome it.
Amen.
Shout all you want, Brother Tommy. This your church. You want to run a lap around the building. That's what trips your trigger. Run, buddy.
Amen.
Run. While you can. You're getting old, Jack. Yeah. Get it while you can. One of these days you're going to cut out through there and go, amen. Ain't nothing wrong with shouting and praising God. Man, we start singing Amazing Grace like they did and do that little praise God chorus at the end. Everybody raise their hand. People looking around going,
yeah, come on.
Well, what's they doing?
Right.
What they doing? You don't act like at the ball field.
Yeah, preacher.
Let's stand to our feet this morning.